News time is 8:09. Triple team traffic. And how's the Monday morning commute look now, Andy?
It's still got plenty of slowing, Amanda. Head you head from Point of the Mountain to the South Interchange. That stretch alone will take you almost 20 minutes. But then it does look a lot better for the rest of you heading into downtown. Only other brake lights I see near 45th and 21st South right now. 215 backed up along that south end going from Union Park, not quite Union Park, all the way over to the East Belt. And Bangor Highway, as it's been all morning, really backed up 6200 to 4100 South. Eric Butler.
Got a couple of northbound accidents in Utah County. One just before University Parkway in Orem. That's over to the right shoulder and not causing any kind of serious delays. The other one is further north. It's midway between Lehigh's Main Street and 2100 North. And that one right now is not causing any kind of delays, although we had plenty of them earlier. Right now, you do have a little bit of slowing as you go past 2100 North, heading up to SR-92. Heather?
We have very unusual delays on Legacy Parkway southbound through North Salt Lake, all the way to where you join with I-215's West Belt. And then those delays extend almost to 2200 North, so we may have had a crash or debris in the road. If you're on I-15, you're still very slow from Clearfield to Layton, and also from Woods Cross to downtown Salt Lake, all due to earlier crashes. Bank of American Fork speaks fluent SBA. Call today to get expert help with your business loan, 800-815-BANK, or visit bankaf.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.